Finding Inspiration by Rita Mara. With this coronavirus pandemic taking over our lives, it's been tough to find inspiration to write. It's so easy to get caught up in the fear and the stress of it all. But we can work our way out of feeling down and depressed. We only need to look to God. When we focus our attention on Him and not on our problems, our outlook becomes different. When we think about those who are on the front lines every day, taking care of us, making sure we're safe, that's our inspiration to fight through our troubles. So many people are out there keeping us going, providing everything we need to make it through. Things are different. Things have slowed down. We're learning a different way of life, a different way of doing things. We work differently. We socialize differently. We have started to realize how important some things are and how unimportant other things have become. Our connection with people, the things we used to take for granted, we don't anymore. God can sure put things in perspective. Psalm 33:8-12, New King James Version. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. I wake up each morning thankful that God has given me another day to learn, another day to be whatever He needs me to be, another day to be thankful for His provisions and His grace. He's teaching us how to care, how to love, how to appreciate others. He's showing us how to take hold of our blessings. He's showing us how to not to be selfish and to put others first. Ephesians 5:1-2, New King James Version. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Have a blessed day.